Thank you, Chair. It's a para one last sentence. After lands, aid, forest and water, or land and natural resources, because peasants are also attached with forest and water. And para three, still in Nepal and South Asia, large numbers of tenants, sharecroppers, and agriculture workers depends on landlords or others' land, or guti, it's a religious land, or public land. But they do not own the land due to the globalizations, urbanizations, and government's market-oriented land policy. They are evicting day by day, and their livelihood is insecure. But your definition of peasant, sharecropper, and tenant are not included as a peasant and realize their rights on land. In South Asia, kisans means only denotes those who have land, or landowners only, do not denote the sharecropper and tenant. These two groups are the most vulnerable groups in Nepal, even in South Asia. So request to include sharecroppers and tenant in the definition of peasants. Thank you.